Welcome back. I'm back. How's everybody doing? Hope you're alive. Hope life's beautiful. We're gonna get to the shits right now. What up? Welcome back. I might change the name of this podcast. I don't know. But we are back with Confessions of a Man Stuck in Traffic. And that I am. Not really. I'm on the expressway right now. But I'm about to be stuck in traffic on these country-ass back roads. Just wanted to get back in my groove, get back to my vent. A lot of shit been going on. A lot of shit going on in the music industry, hip hop. Everything is crazy right now. Forbes list came out. You know, the video game world is crazy right now. The military world is crazy right now. My personal world is crazy right now. You know, everything is nuts. So I figured, why the fuck not? Let me talk to my people. Shout out to the people that listen to it. I mean, I don't give a, you know, if you listen to this or you don't, hey, appreciate it. You know, appreciate you, appreciate the listens. I took off the fucking, the segmented ads or whatever the fuck that is. It was terrible. It was terrible. So you won't get any ads out of me. I don't generate enough traffic for that anyway, so I just speak my truth. Put it out there. If you listen, fuck with me. Throw me a follow. I don't know how these follows are tracked on other platforms, but I am, you know, I'm recording this from Anchor. Anchor, like a ship anchor. You know, it is an application on pretty much every major phone platform. I think there's only two. But check it out. Give yourself a platform to speak your piece. It is a flooded fucking market. Everybody and their mom has a podcast now. Especially super rich fucking people all of a sudden have podcasts now. Like, they couldn't leave this lane for us normal people. But there are enough millions and millions of people in the world that eventually will catch your ear. And, you know, if people fuck with you, they'll follow you, man. Again, if you fuck with me, throw me a follow, throw me a like, thumbs up. I don't know how this shit works. If you just listen, share it with your people. But I really wanted to talk about this Tekashi situation. I know everybody has a comment for it. But I'm telling you right now, what's today? Today's the 24th of September. It is 17:27 in the afternoon. And I'm telling you right now, this man is going to do zero time. Okay? He is going to do zero time. Zero. He is going to get time served. And he's going to disappear. That's a fact. I'm telling y'all right now. He's gonna get no time. Okay? None. Zero. Nada. Nothing. Nothing. Okay? No time at all. Y'all wanna know why? I like these SoFi beats are legit for me. Sorry. I love this SoFi beat. So on the late great. The late great. That's how I knew. Anyway, he's gonna get no time because he's a fucking fed. Alright? I work for the federal government. I know a fucking informant when I see one. Okay? I know one when I see one. And that's one right there. Shoddy and the Nine Trays, they were set up from day fucking one. Okay? They were set up from day fucking one. Everybody was an informant, informing on everybody. And only the real niggas are doing time. And that gave the New York, Southern District of New York DA, and the FBI of New York State, and whoever else is investigating these guys, a fucking slam dunk. We've took down the Nine Trey Bloods. Right? And we're going to get every single fucking person we can on every single charge we can. That's how this shit works. That's how this works. I'm letting y'all know this is how it works. How do you think we bust all these fucking drugs coming by sea? How do you think we bust drugs coming over through the port of entry? How do you think this happens? It's not like in the movies where sometimes it's like some movie shit intercepting phone calls, but most of the time it's a bunch of fucking snitches. Every narco that gets caught goes to fucking federal prison and gets turned state. Every single one. Sometimes they get turned over back to their country of origin, but for the most fucking part, these guys get caught at sea or caught at a port of entry and they get sent to Florida. They get sent to the district court in Florida in Tampa in the federal building, which I think is the 7th District Court, where they are prosecuted immediately with no evidence other than what was seized at sea or at the port of entry. Right? So now you have this guy. I'm just explaining how turning state works. Right? You have this guy who commits a crime, an international crime, by transporting narcotics across international boundaries, which is a federal crime recognized by every country that they transited through, right? So they get to Tampa, right? And the judge tells them, you'll never see the light of day again. Tell me what you know. So they go to work. They start snitching. Oh, well, we left at this time when the tide was this low on this day with a full moon and blah, 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 blah. His name was blah, blah, blah. They have my family. A lot of these guys are held hostage or they take payment and, you know, whatever the case may be down there, which is fucked up and they're forced into a life of crime, but they still commit the crime, right? Even though that they're forced into it, they still commit the crime and there are victim advocates that try and help these people get their families out of fucking harm's way. So it's not like we just throw them in a blender and say fuck them. But these dudes turn state and they start snitching on kingpins. I'm talking about coyotes, fucking big boy drug motherfuckers that will chop you up in front of your family and then set your family on fire. Like, these motherfuckers are real as it gets. They're not these fucking rappers or these bullshit little gangs shooting each other in the street. These are what, you know, Benny the Butcher and these guys rap about. They're Mexican fucking idols. That's these dudes. You got dudes turning state on them. So now we look at 6ix9ine, a guy who is not from the street. He's not cut from that cloth. He wasn't forced into it, right? He tried to just make a hit. He tried to get a viral hit, right? And he used the clout of the Nine Treys, and I don't know what Crip gang he was wearing blue for, or who allowed that, but, you know, he had a year and a half run where he was a fed the whole fucking time. You gotta remember, early on, he had a charge already for sleeping with a minor. He had a whole bunch. He had a bevy of fucking charges from being a fucking idiot this whole time. He's been a fed the whole time. His driver was a fed the whole time. The list goes on and on and on. They were all snitching on each other. And the only people who were really about it are going to fucking prison. And 6ix9ine is going to do zero time. He's already served his time. That's what I'm trying to say. He's getting no time. If he does do time, it's going to be in club fucking you'll never see me again. That's the kind of federal club he's going to go to. And there are fucking black site prisons in the United States. None of which I know where the location are. I just know of through rumors. But there are black sites in the United States where people go to, you know, and then they're prison. They're never heard from again. There's no phone call. There's no, you know, there's nothing within 100 miles of these places. So it's a big world. I'm telling you right now, it's going to do no fucking time. It's sad to say, but, you know, I was listening to State the Culture today, and Remy Ma, who I've listened to since Lil Wayne dropped Dedication 2, I don't know what year that is, but I've been listening to her since that time frame. And, you know, she said it as clear as day. Don't snitch. Don't fucking snitch. Do your fucking time. Now, if in your heart of hearts know that you can't do the time for the activities you might partake in, don't get involved. Don't get involved. Because if Martha Stewart ain't snitch, nigga, you better not snitch if you out here gangbanging, swearing you thug life, running the streets, yelling all over the mic, telling people to suck your dick, and telling real motherfuckers who will pop your fucking cap to suck, man. Come on, bro. Y'all should have known from the fucking rip. And I got some homies that I gotta ask some questions who endorse this nigga. I got some friends I gotta ask a few questions to who endorse this motherfucker. Because I never heard a song. Never heard a fucking song. I heard, you know what? I heard him on the Nicki Minaj song that came on the radio, whatever that was. Never heard a song. I will open my fucking Spotify history, Google hit to the world. I've never heard a fucking song. Because I knew it was bullshit from day fucking one. You gonna tell me that this 5'3" little tiny Mexican kid is gang banging on blood? He's really representing five. And honestly, I know what it was, right? Now the details are out that he was just a means to an end, and they were gonna roll his ass up in a carpet and fucking anchor his ass under the fucking Brooklyn Bridge or some shit. I get that. But it's too late for all that, man. Right? It's too late. And what's wild in my mind is like how people like the main rapper right now, YG, called him out. Was ready to scrap. Had Treetop ready to go. 400 ready to go. And I don't know. Like the fight at the airport was over a female. It wasn't over no gang shit. At least from what we know, obviously. I'm operating off what I know. Or what I think I know. Shit. Fucking news changes every 10 seconds. So, you know, you had real bloods, like original neighborhood set, original creators of the root niggas, at least their lineage is the root blood sets of Los Angeles, are telling you that this man is flawed as fuck. And it didn't matter because he was the cash cow. It didn't matter to this set in New York. He was a cash cow. But they were still ready to fight for him, right? He took them all around the world. Millions coming in. And it still turned into some nigga shit. And I, you know what? And I got to give props to Shotty and whoever else is... Harv, these guys, Melmer, these, I don't know them at all. This is my opinion. I'm just saying, like, they took their time. They took the time. Or taking the time. Right? And this kid is gonna fucking skate. He's gonna skate. Unfortunately, Harv and the guy who kidnapped him, that's on tape. And Young Jeezy said it early, that fucked me up. Audio or video, you caught on tape. It's over with. It don't matter anymore. I don't care if you resurrect, you know, I'm drawing a blank on his name, O.J. Simpson's lawyer, Johnny Cochran. Like, you're not getting off on this. You're fucked. They're fucked. Every name he's dropping right now, that person is fucked. And it sucks to do a hindsight, like 2020. Hindsight is 2020 because you can look back and examine the facts. And that's what fucking sucks in this situation, is because, you know, this all could have been avoided. But people got greedy. Everybody felt like they deserved more than what they were getting. Rather than taking what you could from the situation and getting the fuck out of Dodge, people wanted more. People wanted more. People wanted more. They wanted to fuck this kid in every possible way. Because he's a kid. He's a fucking idiot. He doesn't know anything. It should tell you that this kid has no fucking clue what's happening in life. If he got the number 6'9" tattooed on his fucking forehead, that should be a giant red flag. A giant red flag. Like, y'all let Tekashi live and we lost Nipsey, bro. Like, that's... like, look at the game plan Nipsey had. No flaw facts, no flaw movements. Paperwork is all there. You can tell his lineage, his whole block of vouch for him. Making millions. No drama. And when niggas wanted to test him, they got the ass whipped in Las Vegas. He got his ass smacked at the BET Awards. And whatever else we don't know about, because that's how real hood politics work, it stays in the hood. And he went out on some... that shit, I don't even... you know, like, he went out on some fucking... just the worst way possible. And even in his moment of death, he didn't run or turn his back on the gun. He decided his fate was, I'm going to go out fighting, I'm going to reach for the gun, and I'm going to do what I got to do. And even when he got shot, no crying, no yelling, he just said, yo, you got me. You proved your point. And we lost Nipsey, and we got this little multicolored haired fucking retard on the stand sending other real niggas to prison. And niggas vouch for him. Like, I'm lost on the whole thing, man. Because it's like, the code of silence is real. Ain't nobody snitching from Nip's camp. Ain't nobody snitching from Snoop's camp. Ain't nobody snitching from fucking 400. Ain't nobody snitching from fucking Casanova's set. Nobody turned state. And when they turn state, you don't hear about it, because it's internal. And it gets handled. And now this kid has just took down some of the realest niggas New York has seen. Like, he was a fed the whole fucking time. He was a fed the whole time. He turned state from his first case. Like, what did y'all expect? What did y'all expect? Even in his grave, Nipsey knew it was coming. Like, man, this shit crazy, man. Cause, like, even for the military, motherfuckers ain't snitching unless they hate you. All right? Motherfuckers ain't, I mean, it depends on the crime. But, I mean, when it comes to the quiet professionals, man, like, you're not going to get a word out of these dudes. And if they telling, they've hated you every step of the fucking way. They're just trying to cover their ass. So everybody has a code of silence. Shit, crazy, man. Facts. Shit crazy, man. Now all these families are broken up. Cause this little ass dude is on the stand telling, in his family, people that got nothing to do with this are gonna pay with their lives with it. That's how this gang shit works, man. That's how this works. You sign up for this, everything that comes with it, there's no getting around it. That's how it all works. That's how organized crime works. And Tekashi brought too many cameras, too many phones, too much attention, too much drama to niggas that have been operating for years with no problems. There's 9 Trays who are in prison right now and could have put away 30 niggas. And they doing their time. They doing their fucking time. And now Shoddy he's like a dude who's smart, right? If you watch how he maneuvers and just reading up on him and seeing other people speak up on his character, another one gone. This shit is crazy, man. I just don't get it. I don't get how. Who am I to say? I'm just saying how I feel right now, because it ain't my situation. But I mean, I got friends of mine that are doing 2 life sentences, and didn't take anyone else down with them. I mean, literally a fucking shootout that cost people their lives, and just took the time. You know, and then I got another situation that happened a long time ago where a murder took place and one guy turned fed and the other guy kept it real. And, you know, one's doing back-to-back life sentences and the other has been in WITSEC since that incident. And he was trying to, he was just giving up everything. So it's like, you know, it's crazy, man. You know, not everybody, no one's immune to it. But again, if you're going to sign up for gang culture and that lifestyle and everything that comes with it, that includes prison. You can't say I'm ready to die for this whatever the situation, whatever you're ready to die for, and then turn state. If the police don't snitch on each other, you shouldn't snitch on each other for the police. The police can shoot you in your fucking face on camera, and not a single officer will ever take the stand on that person. Look at what happens in Dallas. This white cop walks in this man's apartment, blows his brother away in his own home, Betty Shelby, and they're trying to get her off. None of the cops will snitch on her. She was fucking drunk on duty. Went to the wrong apartment complex. She was so intoxicated or under the influence of whatever the fuck it was that she went into someone else's apartment and murdered them. And they tried everything that they could to turn this case on the guy who got murdered. And none of those cops are snitching on her. And she committed a fucking murder. And y'all, and our people snitch on each other. You watch First 48, niggas is smoking a cigarette 5 seconds into the interview, telling on the whole neighborhood. Like, don't partake in a crime or lifestyle. It don't have to be a criminal lifestyle, but a lifestyle that you're held liable. If you're gonna sit here and bring people down that really had nothing to do with it, one, or two, wouldn't be caught up with you if you don't say shit. I'm not condoning committing crimes. Please don't commit crimes. Go about your fucking life. There are plenty of ways to get legal money. Look at the internet. Make a fucking loop beat, put it on YouTube with some fucking animals dancing, and you'll make some money. There's no way to not make money that you need to commit crimes. But if you are cut from that cloth of crime, let alone just the streets, whether it be the streets of fucking South Boston or the streets of South fucking Philly, I'm not talking about skin color right now. I'm talking about your lifestyle. There's no reason to fucking snitch at all. None. There's no excuse. There's no, I gotta look out for myself. No, looking out for yourself wasn't committing a crime in the first motherfucking place. Looking out for yourself wasn't putting your partner away. Don't snitch, man. I'm telling you, if motherfuckers who swear an oath aren't snitching on each other, what makes you think it's cool for street motherfuckers to do it? Just don't do it. If you fuck up, you fucked up. And if you don't think that your people are gonna hold you down while you're in fucking prison, they're gonna fuck your girl and steal your money and blah blah blah, just stop fucking with them. Oh, they fucked my baby mama. They wanted to kill me. Listen, Snitch 9, whatever y'all want to call him, this motherfucker is getting off. Like, he's getting off, just so y'all know. He's doing time, sir. If any time at all. Listen. It's a big day for drama, man. This is crazy. Moral of the story is, be a motherfucking civilian. Go on about your business. Get up, go to work. And if you are listening to this and you partake in those activities of which are deemed illegal or immoral, that do not include children or women, and you're just hustling to make some fucking money, and you gotta bend a few chemicals to create a few concoctions to sell on your own time, don't snitch. Don't snitch. Okay? Because look at Epstein. That nigga's the scum of the earth. They murdered his ass in the jail, in a prison cell, where he had a guard 24 hours a day. You understand what I'm saying? Don't snitch, kids. It's gonna cost you your life in more than one way. Being, you know, look at who we're listening to. Nipsey, don't tell, man. Keep it 100 at all times with yourself. Don't do anything that you're not willing to do the time for. It's fucking simple, man. It's simple. That's what that really meant. Don't do a crime if you can't pay the time. They're telling you right there. Don't fucking snitch. Like, don't fucking snitch. Christ, man. Well, we're gonna leave it there. It's at 30 minutes. It's a little snap. A little snapperoo. I'm losing my fucking mind in this traffic right now. Whew, I'm fasting. I don't eat till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm trying to get my sexy dad on now. Now that the dad bod phase is over for me, I gotta get back to being in shape. So, damn, crazy. Well, good luck to everybody out there. Until the next time you hear my fucking ranting ass voice, you know, hustle and motivate. Marathon continues. Push your content, chase your dreams, whatever the case may be, man. Just like Gary Vee says, make happiness your North Star and everything else will work out. So if you're pushing an idea, pushing an app, pushing a program, pushing a movie, pushing raps, rhythm, blues, guitars, songs, singing, writers, art, whatever. As long as you know that you are the most happy when you are in your form of creation, whatever that is, business, logistics, programming, IT, HR, whatever makes you fucking happy, that you are a natural dominating force within your environment, as long as happiness is the North Star, you'll fucking work out. The long days, long nights, long hours, long trips, whatever, long deployments. For all my men and women serving in the service, I love y'all. Without y'all, I ain't doing it. You feel me? I appreciate everybody that comes before me for giving me the footsteps to lead, for everybody who's brave enough to follow. You understand? So y'all get out there. Do y'all thing. Love y'all. Till next time.